Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Elizabeth Arcalian. At California State University's, tuition is the same across all campuses, but what can vary is how much students pay in campus fees.
Fresno State's fees over the decade, they've risen 56%. That's technically the second highest in the system behind Cal Maritime.
Coming up, we discuss campus fees at CSU campuses and why Fresno State's are so high. But first, these headlines. The family of former Kern County Supervisor Zach Scrivener spoke out publicly on Tuesday for the first time since he was charged with felony child abuse. As KVPR's Carrie Klein reports, his wife and son spoke in support of a new bill.
In 2024, the Kern County Sheriff's Office accused Scrivener of sexually assaulting one of his children. He was later charged with felony child abuse, but he was allowed to enter a mental health diversion program and avoid a prison sentence. Now, Kern County Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would limit which crimes qualify for mental health diversions. She made the announcement alongside Scrivener's son, Robert Scrivener.
My own father, who is an elected official in Kern County, assaulted my siblings and myself and was granted mental health diversion. Our case was a clear example of our flawed system.
His mother, Christina Scrivener, shares the sentiment.
My children's cooperation with the system led only to their own personal exposure and vulnerability with zero consequences for their violent abuser.
This was the first time the family has spoken publicly about the situation. For KVPR News, I'm Carrie Klein.
A whistleblower has accused Fresno County Social Services Department of mishandling cases involving children. Social worker Lorraine Ramirez claims some foster children are being, quote, re-neglected by being returned to abusive homes. That's according to our newsroom partner, Fresnoland. A county spokesperson told Fresnoland that they take youth safety seriously and encourage staff to raise concerns as needed. 5 years ago, Ramirez was also one of the whistleblowers who revealed poor living conditions within county social services buildings. More than 500 public schools in California have oil and gas wells closer than new ones are allowed to be built. That's according to a recent analysis by our newsroom partner, EdSource. A 2022 state law bans new oil and gas wells from being within 3,200 feet of schools, hospitals, and parks due to health concerns. The Trump administration is suing California over the law, saying it would knock out about a third of all federally recognized oil and gas leases in the state. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for March 20th. Showers are now allowed again at a Kern County jail facility. That comes a week after the water at the Lerdo Detention Facility was found to be contaminated with chemicals found in diesel fuel. The Kern County Sheriff's Office has now installed filters to remove contaminants from showers. However, a do not drink order remains in effect. In the meantime, the Sheriff's Office is providing drinking water from an outside source.
Explore the history of the people and places of our region with KVPR's Central Valley Roots. I'm the host, Joe Moore. Every new episode, I bring you little-known stories of our region. Find the latest episode of Central Valley Roots wherever you get your podcasts or visit kvpr.org/roots.
And now to our main story. A college degree can be one of the most expensive purchases young people make. Tuition alone can amount to tens of thousands of dollars, not to mention campus fees. At state universities, these fees are a way that college campuses can collect guaranteed money instead of simply hoping for a slice of the pie from the state budget. Last year, the California State University system collected more than $918 million in mandatory fees across its 23 campuses. That is nearly $1 billion. And fees have been on the rise at campuses, especially at Fresno State. To break down what exactly these extra fees pay for and why they're increasing, today I'm speaking to Amy DiPiero. She's a higher education reporter with our news partner, EdSource. And she explains that campus fees pay for different things at different campuses. And that can vary based on your location, athletics programs, and even how old the campus is. Here's Amy.
When you're a college student, you typically pay two kinds of charges, not counting things like, you know, campus housing. You'll pay your tuition and you'll pay your fees. Within Cal State, tuition is the same across the board, no matter which of the 22 campuses you attend. But the fees can vary by campus. And some of those fees are mandatory. Every student has to pay them. Those mandatory fees, they pay for services, infrastructure, things like student unions, health facilities, student government, tutoring, career services, even collegiate sports. And I would say, like, overall, the idea is that fees pay for things that benefit students, perhaps even things that students themselves have asked their campuses to provide, but that can't be financed by other sources of revenue, things like tuition and state funding in the case of Cal State.
Certainly. And that surprises me. I had no idea that tuition at the CSU campuses was the same across the board and that the fees were what made the difference. So we're here today because you recently highlighted how campus fees have increased overall across all of these campuses by 17% over the past decade. In general, why have the fees increased? Is this just to keep up with inflation or something else?
Inflation is a factor for sure. But the reasons behind fees really depend on the campus. At Cal State Long Beach, for example, an increased fee is helping to pay for constructing a new student union. Sacramento State is a campus that has increased fees in part to fund intercollegiate athletics, also to fund recreational sports and cultural resource centers too. And actually, San Luis Obispo is a really interesting case as well. They're the campus that historically has and continues to have the highest fees in the CSU system by a long shot. And some of their recent fee increases, campus leaders have said that, you know, actually, and maybe even counterintuitively, their plan is that they're raising these fees in part as part of the campus's strategy for offering financial aid discounts to students who have the most need of that.
Could you speak also to why campus fees are separate from tuition to begin with and why they're not just lumped in?
I think the overall thinking behind why fees are separate from tuition is that there might be expenses that are particular to your campus. So you might be on a campus that has a brand new student union and doesn't have a need to finance a new one. Or you might have one that needs to build some new infrastructure. And so as part of paying for some new construction on campus, you'll raise a fee. I think that it's one of those area where if you're a campus leader in consultation with your students, as the CSU requires, you can kind of tinker with your fee structure in order to pay for amenities. And again, some of these services that might differ from one campus to the other.
Sure. It sounds like they're as varied as the locations themselves across the state. Now, to hone in on one place in particular, one campus, you report specifically highlighted the campus fee increase at Fresno State. They are far from having the highest campus fees compared to other campuses, but why did you want to discuss specifically what's going on at Fresno State in your report?
Yeah, Fresno State is an interesting case. About a decade ago, that campus had the lowest fees in the Cal State system. Adjusting for inflation, a student back in 2016-2017, that school year, they would have been paying something like $1,100 in mandatory fees. But Fresno State's fees over the decade, they've risen 56%. That's technically the second highest in the system behind Cal Maritime, which is a tiny campus that is being integrated and merged into Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And so really, right, Fresno State started the decade at the very bottom of the system's kind of fee ranking, and now is somewhere towards the middle. Actually, Fresno State is also interesting because some of its fee increases are quite recent. The one that's most recent to my knowledge is one that was approved last spring, which increased fees by something, $495. The largest chunk of that fee is going to fund, I think, sports.
Yeah, according to your reporting, the fees will also finance the school's free food pantry, the student newspaper, career services, and tutoring. You spoke with the Fresno State Student Government president. What did she tell you when you discussed these campus fees with her?
What she said to me was that this new fee has been controversial with students, particularly because such a large share of it is going to fund athletics. Her perspective is, you know, whether it's needed or not, most students really don't want to be paying more in their fees to start with. And so to her, she's open to the possibility that, you know, Fresno State needs to raise money, but she'd rather see them raise money for athletics from other sources, maybe outside donors rather than student fees. She said that if you're raising fees, universities should prioritize academic needs, like making courses available to students.
Okay, I can see how this could get very political on campuses as people decide what's worth an increased fee or not. But the natural next question I have to say is, what did Fresno State's president say about why they needed this increase?
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't speak with Fresno State President Saul Jimenez Sandoval for this story, but I was able to read what he had said to the student newspaper. Essentially, what he told the Collegian, which is the newspaper at Fresno State, he said, if we don't have the fee increase, we don't have the component of athletics. And basically, he framed this as, you know, raising fees is something that is enabling athletics to continue at, you know, at its current state at Fresno State, right? They're a D1 athletics program competing against other D1 athletics programs.
And before I let you go, Amy, you specifically report on higher education. And how would you say this issue fits into the broader conversation of affordability for college students? Because that is something that is top of mind for a lot of students.
Yeah, I guess I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, I think that Cal State administrators, the leaders of this university, definitely feel like they're keeping things affordable for students. They'll often reference that a large percentage of CSU students are receiving financial aid, aid that makes it possible for them to go to college without going into debt. And that's a big deal and something that they've worked hard to achieve. And I should say also that, you know, going based off of the comps that CSU itself advertises, when you compare the overall price tag, again, just sticker price of CSU to other public universities in other states, it tends to compare favorably. And I think overall, when working with students who are essentially, you know, interns working with EdSource, they kind of interviewed a number of students at several different campuses. And what I heard was a lot of concern about affordability and also just a desire for transparency that, you know, students aren't really sure all the time where their fees are going and they want to know, right? They see their bill, but maybe aren't always connecting the dots about where that money is going.
Amy DiPiero, higher education reporter with our news partner EdSource. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And it is worth noting that campus fees at Fresno State increased by $495 a year this past fall. A letter from President Saul Jimenez Sandoval shows that the fees are estimated to bring in $11 million. Now, 43% of that, about $5 million, will go to Fresno State Athletics. Other top areas include the Career Development Center and the Campus Shuttle System. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.